no matter how hard Dorna tried, Rats Gadioglu did end up taking the championship in what I think was one of the worst championship celebrations I've ever seen. It was lame.
It was just very, very lame.
It was horrible. Horrible.
I've seen one that I like.
Well, my favorite one of all time, and most of them I think are pretty lame. My favorite all time was when Quattararo won. The little devil character in the animation. Oh. The animation. Do you remember that?
I don't remember it.
Okay.
No. I would guess he surrendered the title to somebody else. Probably America. He
didn't even pull out his white flag, so I was really disappointed. But in any case, yeah, this Rats Gadioglu one was like, first of all, it delayed the award ceremony by about 30 minutes.
Yeah, and it was a little long.
Yeah, it was like about 30 minutes. I'm trying to figure out what the hell that they're doing. And, you know, I expected he was going to come out in some crazy character because he was, the alien last year, right? And, no, I mean, all of that was pretty much just for him to change his leathers into ones that had a little bit of gold on it. Otherwise, they look exactly like the ones he had been wearing.
And yeah, when it first came out, I didn't really notice anything different.
The guy celebrated the last win of his racing career.
Yeah, well,
let him take it all the way in.
Actually, he didn't celebrate any wins of his career this weekend.
His last championship until he goes back to World Superbike in 3 years.
Unless something that we're not totally expecting occurs, that is probably exactly true. So who knows? Who knows? But yeah. So World Superbike was interesting, to say the least. And we had Moto2 and MotoGP this weekend. Moto2 was a great race, and MotoGP
the best one of the season.
And MotoGP showed, I think, what MotoGP racing without Marc Marquez can be, and it is definitely a lot more exciting. You know,
I think we got to see some of the young guns actually showing talent.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So. Ooh. But we're still heading down, and we've got two championships that have been resolved now, and we have one more to be decided. And now, thanks to Moto2, it's going to be a very exciting end to the championship season, which it didn't look like at midseason. It looked like it was pretty done, and it may be the last vestiges of the doghouse curse. Because the doghouse curse didn't hurt anybody else. Rats Gadioglu and Marc Marquez went on to win their championship despite us. And so the last shot at it right now is that pretty much we may have killed Gonzalez. It's a possibility that we have killed Gonzalez.
Who? I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah. So was anyway.
Was he about 3 points now?
Three points, I believe. Yeah.
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 Never heard of that guy, Gonzalez.
Yeah. Yeah, oof, God.
Well, the guy I had never heard of was Aegis, the guy who won the race.
It was a great race, and I don't know what I missed. I didn't see qualifying in Moto2, and I'm going to talk Moto2 first because this is on my mind right now, and I'll forget if I don't talk about it now. The last thing I had looked at, Gonzalez was like in 13th place on the grid, and then at race start time, he was on the second row, right?
Yeah, I think he started fifth.
Yeah, he was on the second row. No, and I said, I wish I had seen qualifying because
he was on the first row.
He was on the first row, third position on the first row. Yeah. Yeah, so it was like, what the hell happened? That was fifth. So apparently he qualified much better than I would have expected. But I'm glad he didn't, because that's why I ended up picking Marrera. You know? So, we turned out to be a good pick.
Yeah, okay. Well, I picked Gonzalez, which didn't.
No, it did. It did. As it ended, it didn't. No, right. So, not a good weekend for the championship leader. And the problem that Gonzalez has got right now is that all the momentum is with other people and not with him.
Yeah.
The guy who won the race, Aegis.
Yes, an Aegis.
Who the heck is he? I mean, he was one of those guys. He was in the pack. Been around. Yeah, I know he's back in the pack. He's he's not really shown any.
More was expected out of him this season, so he didn't really play a role in the championship till this weekend.
Not at all.
No, he did this weekend. He definitely did this weekend. Because if Marrera ended up winning that, Marrera would have taken over the championship.
Yeah. Everyone in from second through ninth is all the people you would expect to be wrapped up in the championship chase.
Yeah.
Alonso, Marrero, Dixon, Baltus, and Baltus has faded badly, but all those guys should be up there towards the top. And then you have Aegis, who just jumps out. You know, it's his own track.
This has been going on for like the last 3 or 4 weeks that, you know, how many new winners, first time winners have we had in the second part of this season
in
Moto 2. And I really like that I think for Moto 2, that's really what people want to see, right? We don't want to see somebody dominating. For years, we had a rider dominating that series. So to me, this has been one of the most entertaining seasons, even though it didn't look like it was going to be going that way. At midseason, Gonzalez just basically took off the second part of the season. He gave up what was a 69-point lead all the way down to 3 points now.
Yeah, he's as bad as the New York Giants.
Yeah, he's as bad as the New York Giants. Yeah.
So here's what I didn't realize. He won in, was it Brazil back in May?
Yeah, it was last time.
Yeah. Oh, he's Brazilian. No, so it's not there. Where did he win?
Who are you talking about?
United Kingdom. He won.
Gonzalez? He's Spanish, right? Gonzalez is Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
No.
Aegis is Australian.
Aegis, whatever you say his name.
Yeah. Is Australian?
He's
Australian.
I think.
No, he's Australian.
Australia. Okay. Yeah.
Marrero is Brazilian.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same difference. It's all Southern Hemisphere. It's all one country.
that's why they race counterclockwise.
Yeah. I forgot he had won in the UK in the I don't remember. I have to watch that again.
Yeah. This is one of those examples of score the points. Just score the points. Don't worry about it. That wins are not more important than consistently scoring points. That's what Moreira's done.
Yeah.
Well, and the second half of the season, you know, he's been had kind of the hot hand. And, I mean, a few other people have, you know, like Holgado had a couple good rounds, but Marrera has been much more consistent. And, you know, right now he's got a really good chance.
He's really been the only one consistent.
He's got a really good chance.
He's the only one that has been consistently consistent.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's got a ride in GP. See, he's another person that's got a ride in GP. So that's already secured. So,
I mean, at the way Gonzalez is falling, he might end up third in the championship.
He could potentially. Yeah. If he has a really bad weekend, but
we got three.
I'm hoping we got
three rounds left.
I think so. I think there are three rounds left. Right. Yes. Yeah, I think there's three rounds left. But I mean, seriously, he's got to watch it, because if Marrero wins next weekend, takes over the championship lead with already the momentum that he's got, I don't know that's he's not coming back from that. Yeah, I have a doubt it.
Yeah.
But it was a great race. I mean, it was a great race. The last five laps, there were swapping going on. I mean, in the top, they were close. There were 10 riders that were all within 1 second of each other. And
the race for second went all the way back to ninth place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So that was a great race. And then in MotoGP, I thought it was one of the better races of the season, because there was nobody just basically walking away.
There was no Marquez so far out front.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it was, it was a good and competitive race. There were, the biggest news out of that is like Bagnaia needs to either divorce his wife or go to World Superbike quickly.
Oh, it was terrible.
Quickly. And he, after the race, actually said that he preferred to wreck over finishing in last place.
Because he was headed there.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that. When somebody says that, When someone actually says that,
I'm surprised. That
their number one fear is to
Michael
finish.
I didn't know Michael Waltrip Racing was sponsoring a bike.
Exactly. Exactly. I thought, oh my God, that's like so pitiful. That's so pitiful. And, you know, Phil, if you've been right all season, right, and they just gave him Marquez's bike for one race, and then they took it back away from him, and that's what it is. It's like, I think that might be considered cruel and inhuman punishment. I
mean, on a human. You can't explain. Well, you know, Pedrosa kind of complained and stuff like when Marquez came to Honda that they changed the bike for him and stuff like that, and that he didn't get the fair treatment there. I think that's just a thing. And I, you know, when I say it, I mean, it's BS, right? I think it's complete BS. But in the all actuality is why not change the bike for the guy who's going to win?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't agree with changing the bike the same way for the guy who can't win.
I don't know. I don't know that going into this season, okay, that you could say that for certain that Mark Marquez was going to win the championship before the season started, right? So we knew that Jorge Martin was not going to be there.
God's green earth, that didn't think that was me.
I don't think that's true, Phil. I don't think that's true.
I think it definitely was going to be Marquez, because who else was there? I mean, his brother
Gagnaia. What I'm saying. Jorge Martin was gone.
I had no thought at all that Bagnaia was going to be
Let me do Ken's favorite thing. That's pretty damn good. Let's talk then. Money.
Yeah.
Let's talk money. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bagnaia is a 2-time champ, right?
Yep.
Okay. You know how many Ducati guys I know who Bagnaia are, or are buying Bagnaia gear? When you go to a Ducati event that they have their stuff on, none. Posting up pictures on there. They were wearing Mark Marquez Ducati stuff when he was on a satellite team. There was no way Ducati was going to say, I'm going to kill the golden t-shirt selling goose.
Well, there's not, I mean, you can't compare. I don't think, based on history, Bagnaia or Jorge Martin with Marquez.
Right.
There's no question about that. But I'm sure the same thing was when Jorge Martin won the championship last year, that most Ducati people wouldn't have known Jorge Martin.
No, but I'm just saying, you got a 2-time champ on a factory bike, right? And his merchandise isn't selling. You got an 8-time champ who was on a satellite bike, who was selling more merchandise
when that guy comes. Pushing him on the bike, on that satellite bike.
Here's a racing secret, right? If you think you're going to be a professional racer, your kids go to race, or anything like this, here is the best advice you're ever going to get. The person who sells the most t-shirts and hats gets the best equipment. That's it. That is it. If you sell the most hats and the best shirts and the most shirts, you're going to get the better equipment from the team, because you're the money maker. That prize money they win every week at the race
on that
is
team.
Nothing.
On that team.
On that team. That's what. But, but
not the guy who necessarily sells them.
For the whole sport, right? 7-time champion Dale Earnhardt sold the most hats and t-shirts.
Yeah, but again,
he's probably still selling half the field.
Yeah, but
they should give him an honorary death.
Who made most of the money for that?
Dale Earnhardt did. It was Dale Earnhardt making the money off of Gordon and Jimmy Johnson.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
But I'm just saying, the team, because every time you sell a shirt that has the team's logo on it and the team's bike on it, they get a nickel out of that. You know, they get some change out of that. And they sit there and they say, this guy is selling our stuff. Our brand ambassadors like seeing that. Our sponsors like seeing that. And that guy, we want that guy up front because he sells hats and t-shirts.
And you think that's Marquez stickers and Bagnaia didn't.
Bagnaia didn't sell poop.
And you think that that's more important than winning championships?
No, What I'm saying is that's how you get put in a position to win championships. You win at a couple lower times.
Well, that wasn't true. That certainly wasn't true of Jorge Martin.
Mark, Martin's team was trying to make that true. They wanted to bring money.
Well, I understand that. So once he won a championship, I'm sure.
Bagnaia wasn't selling enough hats and t-shirts and stickers and flags for Ducati to make a big investment in fixing that bike.
I understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that Jorge Martin made a ton of money for Pramac by winning a championship, right?
Did he?
Oh, he did. I mean, you don't think he sold a lot more t-shirts, got sold in the postseason last year?
No.
For both?
There's a lot of Jorge shirts out there.
Yeah, I've not seen one.
Not nearly as many as there are as Marquez, but there
no,
are
no, 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 no.
I would bet, and I don't even know where to begin to look for the numbers. I bet Rossi sold more t-shirts last year than Jorge Martin.
Absolutely. I wouldn't argue that point
more
at all.
More than Bezzecchi and Bagnaia. And
he's a legend. Jorge Martin is not a legend.
But I'm just saying. So what I'm saying.
No, but what I said about Jorge Martin winning the championship, okay? Nobody was buying Jorge Martin t-shirts, I guarantee you, before last season.
No.
Okay? Or very few. Very few. And he won a championship, and I guarantee you in the postseason, he sold many, many t-shirts that I'm sure Pramac printed a bazillion of them after the championship win. And then he went on to sell a bunch of t-shirts for Aprilia, even though he wasn't riding because he was injured. Okay.
I don't think
the point was he won a championship.
I don't think
you can say one
championship
comes before
doesn't sell a ton of t-shirts.
Well, but it depends on you. It's let's put it this way. He sold a shit ton more than he sold the prior year. How's that?
Yeah,
a truckload more.
But exactly.
That doesn't compare to.
No, it's not going to. You can't compare to what Legend or Marquez.
Marquez will sell
t-shirts. Marquez will sell more t-shirts than Jorge Martin 5 years after he's out of the sport.
I'll give you an example. They asked Steinbrenner one time when he signed a big star, who was owed a couple $100 million or something ridiculous. They were like, you know, aren't you worried about his salary and this, that, and the other thing? And he looked at him and he's like, hey, I don't care. I signed him, and 3 days later, I had my money back in t-shirt sales.
Yeah.
And jersey sales. Yeah. He's like, he's free. He doesn't cost me nothing.
Yeah.
Right. And Ducati's like, wow, we got Marc Marquez. All these people are going to buy Marc Marquez stuff, fans of the sport, and then Ducati guys. And stickers and hats and the Marc Marquez edition underoos or whatever it is they wear.
Anybody
I don't know what Ducati guys wear.
Yeah. Hey, let's go back to the race for a moment because, you know, we kind of mentioned it earlier. With the exception of Bezzecchi, first through sixth, we're all young guys. I mean, those are the guys who 2 years from now will be fighting for the championships, I think. Because everyone below them, you know, seventh is Rins, then Bender, then Fascinetti, except Cole Spargo.
Starting to get long in.
Nobody can even spell Rins anymore.
Yes, all those guys. I mean, they're not going to be fighting for championships in the next couple of years, for the next few years. You know, those guys at the top, Fernando's,
those guys,
DG, Alex Marquez, Acosta, Marini, they're going to be fighting for the championships in a few years.
Well, maybe even
next year.
There are a lot of them are getting close to 30, and the problem is if Marc Marquez doesn't retire, they're not fighting for a championship next year.
There's Marquez is no way Marquez is retiring anytime soon.
No,
he's not going to do that.
No,
as long as he's healthy enough, he's gonna. I think he'll definitely race into his late 30s.
He'll race until he has all 10 championships.
Yeah, he will definitely. I agree.
He's only 32. He's only.
Yeah, he'll race to his
5 years older than DJ Antonio, 3 years older than his brother. Mm-hmm. He's not that old.
He's not that old. No,
he races to 36 or 38 like Rossi did.
I think he'll race into his at least mid 30s and maybe to late 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see any of the guys who finished below Marini challenging Marquez. You might see Pedro Acosta.
Well, Pedro Acosta's got a lot of years. He's only 20 years old. So.
Yeah, but DG Fernandez, I think you'll see them challenging him.
DG Antonio's got a few years left. You know, he's got a shot at it. But there's actually more talent in Moto2 that's coming up that I think may actually have a better chance at MotoGP championships than we've seen in a while.
And some of the guys you name, right? Like Marini ain't got to be fighting for it because he's not a damn Honda.
No.
Acosta. Is have we confirmed that KTM's going to be racing next year?
We haven't, but I will say this. See, Honda tried to strike a deal with Pedro Acosta and even went so far as going to KTM and finding out what the buyout of his contract is, because he's still got one more year in his contract. Honda offered him three times his current salary at KTM to come to Honda. And Dorna said, no, we're no breaking contracts to move. They're not going to let that happen anymore.
And I think
they squelched it.
I'd be telling Dorna, you guarantee my extra money?
Yeah, well, I was going to say you pay him then. That's what I would say.
And I think that KTM will race next year because they don't have to invest in a new bike. They'll just run the same one.
They're going to run the same bike, which is going to be – that's not good. That's not good. They're definitely not going to do that.
But these are the races of the future.
KTM is –
guys don't get on good bikes, they're not.
And no, I agree. You get on the wrong bike and it sets the course for your career forever.
Yeah.
You know? I think you got a lot of guys that are coming up that they have to – you have to make that move into a factory team quickly. And I think that's what Acosta's belief was.
Not Yamaha.
I think that's what Acosta's belief was. And unfortunately, he made the move from the satellite team to the factory team at a time when the factory team was not well.
Yeah.
Well, they hid their problems very well.
That's true. And you know, and that's the other thing too, is that, you know, are we going to see a dramatically improved bike next year with Yamaha for Razgadiaga to ride, or has he got to wait till 2027 when we have the 880s?
I think you'll see Ducati with some minor improvements. You'll see Yamaha with some minor improvements. And personally, I don't think anybody else will do anything with their bikes next year. I think Aprilia and Honda will continue with what they have.
Well, Aprilia has. I think Aprilia makes solid steps every year.
Yeah. I don't think
they're going to invest the money in it.
You know, some things are going to be similar when you move them up, suspension upgrades and stuff. I don't see a lot of teams dumping money into engines.
No, they're not going to do that. Only one that's going to put money into motors is going to be Yamaha and Honda. That's it.
Yeah. Let's talk World Superbike because we only got 5 minutes left.
Okay, let's talk World Superbike. Well, what is there to talk about?
You hated the celebration.
New champion, same as the old champion.
Yeah, and the strongest Hooligan guy
closes out the championship weekend.
Yeah,
With the triple,
there was some controversy when he wrecked Razgadiaga out of the sprint race. And people were booing him and everything. And it was like kind of ridiculous. It's like, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought they were going boo, like booliga, boo.
No. They were booing him. You know, he overcooked it going in there. He saw a little opening.
It was
there,
a racing incident.
And his back tire slid out, and he was lucky. Actually, he was lucky that Razgadiaga was there, because I don't think he would have made through the turn if Razgadiaga hadn't slowed his bike
more. Four tires turned way better than two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree. So, you know, and I think all said and done, you know, Razgadiaga was, you know, he was cool about it. He was very upset when it happened, obviously, right? But I mean,
he probably looked at the tape and said,
Bulaga's had like the best. Bulaga was, if I was him, if I was Bulaga, I'd say, okay, can I just race the last third of the season, please? Because he's been the strongest racer the last third of the season, you know, this year. And,
he was the strongest racer in the beginning. He just needs them to get rid of the middle.
Well, you know, next season he's good. I mean, there's no question he's going to be the odds on favorite next season.
Yeah,
there's only two riders that were fast the whole season this year, and that was Bulaga and Razgadiaga. So one's gone. So.
And Bautista was a distant third.
Yeah, and Bautista's now going to satellite.
Well, no, that's not
team.
True because he's not in third place. It's
no,
Bautista's
it's not.
Now in third. Locatelli,
oh, he moved up. Okay.
Yeah.
Bautista's now in third. So.
Yeah.
And convincingly, you know, well, I mean, finishing third, right? So.
Yeah.
Locatelli didn't get on the podium for the finals. I will say I'm disappointed Gerloff finished 15th overall for the season.
I tell you what, Gerloff's not had a good time on the Kawasaki.
Not this season. No. Bobby Fong also raced this weekend.
Did you see him?
No.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I had to go. I had to go looking for him. Yeah, finished
19th
and 21st
race. I mean, a super pole race.
Yeah,
that's even worse. The 19th in the super pole race. It's only like two laps. You gotta cram the bike around and finish higher than that.
Yeah, I mean, you would. I tell you what, that racing on a world superbike when you've been racing in superbike is a great opportunity because the differences are limited. It's not like getting on a MotoGP bike, right? They're completely different.
And they did take their bike over there, so that helped.
Yeah. And 19,
but not enough, clearly.
Well, you know, he wasn't on a track. I don't think he's ever raced there before, has he? I don't think so.
Never racing on a track doesn't make you that slow. But they race different in Europe.
In race three, he did beat Gerloff.
Yeah, that's pretty sad for Gerloff.
I think they made a deal.
Yeah. So I will DNF for you, Bobby.
That's right. I'll lay it down, man.
I'm glad Bobby got the opportunity. I'm glad
he did too.
Well, he's racing the next two races too, so he has chances to improve.
Well, you know, if he scores any points, it's a win.
I'm glad that he did that. I'm glad Attack Performance is going over there. Right. I'm glad for a lot of things. I'm glad this show's almost over because I need more sleep.
Okay. Well,
no more rounds. That was it.
That was it.
Done.
Superbike.
Superbike's done.
You said two more rounds. Yeah, they're done.
No, that three more rounds of MotoGP.
Yeah, Bobby ain't racing in them.
No.
Although he should. Bobby should just walk in there and be like, Mark Marquez told me to take his bike.
No, I think Josh Hayes should get a Moto2 ride for the remaining of the season. He should fill in. That's what I think. He's definitely, you know, earned it.
Methuselah 2 ride? Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
What we really need is a senior circuit so that maybe some of these older guys will move off of these.
We have bikes. That.
It's called World Superbike.
Yeah, it's called World Superbike, exactly. Yeah.
Legends of years gone past or never
legends.
Yeah, but legends. I did hear that there are some rumors about who may get not for this coming race, but for the one after that. Mark may actually get to sit for Mark Marquez's in Mark Marquez's seat at Ducati. So there's speculation.
Heard rumors.
Tell us.
The rumors are that it's going to be somebody that's riding a Ducati
That's not a name.
Well, I mean, I can't remember exactly who ones they listed. They listed several people that were being considered for a wild card. If Marquez doesn't come back week after next.
And they were racing in where?
They said it would be a Ducati. They said it would be a Ducati rider. So
what I hear is Joss Herron.
No, I think Bulaga is who they're talking about. No, I think it's actually Bulaga.
He's the same size as Marquez.
He is the same size as Marquez. Yep.
That would actually.
Probably Herron is too.
That actually would be a good.
Oh my God. Herron on a factory Ducati and world in MotoGP would at least be entertaining.
Oh yeah. That would be fun to watch.
Maybe. He's probably got a lot of bad memories from his Moto2 time.
Yeah. And he's probably going to be like, he's probably just going to walk in there and be like, so are you guys selling Coke to fund my team or not? No, let's race.
Yeah, but you know something? Think about that. Think of the pressure when you say like, oh, well, you're on the fastest bike in the paddock.
Yeah, this is Josh Herron. He's going to be like, remember that video he did a couple years ago where he rode by and he touched a guy that told him he wasn't fast as he lapped him? Right, yeah. He touched him. I don't remember. It was
three or four times.
Number.
Yeah,
right. And I could just be like, if he gets that right, I'm gonna be tweeting at him all day long. Texting him, I'll be like, "You're not fast. You're not fast. You don't deserve."
Well, Josh Herron was one of the names that's been thrown around. The other one was Bulaga, and so we'll see. I can see Bulaga getting it more likely.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Unless they really just want to have a good fun time.
But it's going to be Michele Pirro this weekend, and then maybe Marquez will come back. We don't know yet.
That's what they're aiming for.
We need to start an not a GoFundMe, but like a petition thing to get it to be Herron. I would. Oh my God. How great would that be?
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
I don't know. MotoGP is a kind of a wild thing. It can completely break your spirit.
Uh-huh.
You get on this bike. You're getting on this beast of a bike. It's nothing like any you've heard.
Can you see her and like make it kind of great again going over there?
Maybe. And then wrecking the first lap?
Yeah, whatever. He'd just be like, well, you know, it happens.
Yeah, yeah, right.
He'll wreck it, jump up, and flip two birds off at the same time.
Yeah. Anyways, this has been the Doghouse here on IndianRadio.com. We'll be back next week to talk some more racing.